men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The grace of the humble, part 3. The grace of the humble, part 3. Let's turn our Bibles to James chapter 4. We're going to read verse 6. James 4, verse 6. Let's read it together. Everybody wants to read. But he gives more grace. New King James, please. Let's read it together. Everybody wants to read. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so, Lord, we ask that you will breathe upon your word in our hearts. Let the hearing of your word be the hearing of faith. Let the anointing that makes the preaching of your word efficacious, effectual, and prevalent, let it accompany this teaching. Bless these words, these instructions, these exhortations. Let them become inscribed in our hearts. I ask that the anointing that makes hearing and understanding possible be released upon every heart. I give you praise in advance for great things you are going to be doing through the instruments of your word. Let every life be blessed. Let every destiny be imparted. Let every saint be edified, and let Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. We began to look at the subject of humility. And like I told you in the last discussion, you cannot be associated with God and not be expressive of the essential virtues that God is known by. One of the virtues that God is known by, according to 1 John 4 verse 8, is that God is love. God is love. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, let's check it. Said, he who does not love does not know God. Why? Because God is love. So meaning that if you have a relationship with God, you must be able to exhibit the virtue of love. Another virtue that God is known by is humility. Christ-likeness requires that every one of us embraced this virtue. So the focus of this teaching is to help us cultivate biblical humility. So I gave a few definitions which I want to go over again. Now, when you talk about humility, you are talking about a state of having or showing a modest or low estimate of your importance. Humility revolves around you. Humility is not an impartation. Humility is not a spirit you received when God got you saved. No. Humility is a decision you make, a posture you take, and a lifestyle you live. Humility is a decision you make. There is a day you make up your mind that I want to be of modest significance. I don't want to make myself important. That's what they're saying there. So humility is a state of having or showing a low estimate of your importance. Simply put, is that humility means not making yourself over important. Do you get that? Do you understand? Don't. Stop making statements like, let me resign from this company and see what this company will be. That's pride. That statement is a statement of pride. Is that okay? Are you understanding what we are saying? Humility is saying, I am of modest importance here. Even if I leave this office, the work will still what? Continue. Now that's humility. It's a state you take. I mean, oftentimes we have had people make some very, very outlandish statements. Let me live your life and see what your life will become. That's pride. If you have ever made that statement before, it's pride. For you to ever think that you are so important that somebody cannot exist without you, is for you to think it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? No, we are not saying that it's not possible for some persons not to be so useful in an organization. Sure, you know. But you may, pride is saying for you to think it in your direction. Are you following me now? It's what? It's pride. Do you understand what we are saying? Are you understanding me this evening? Humility is saying, yes, I know I'm very important in your life. Stop thinking that if I leave your life, you can't move on. In fact, if I leave, you will find someone better than me. Now, that's humility. You are not taking a place of high significance. You are taking a place of what? Modest significance. Now, see, you can do well without me. Do you understand? Are you following me? You can do well. So having that kind of thinking is humility. Give us Philippians chapter 2. He said, verse 3, amplified. He said, do nothing from functional motives or prompted by conceit and empty arrogance. Said, instead, in the true spirit of humility, lowliness of what? Mind. So what is humility, sir? Lowliness of mind. There is high-mindedness. There is low-mindedness. So humility is low-mindedness. See, don't allow it get into your mind that without you, things cannot run. It shouldn't get into your mind. That's what scripture is saying. Stop thinking that if you don't sing in the choir will not have song to sing. Whatever is giving you that thought is pride. I remember while I was in Church of God Mission in Warri, one of the branches. I mean, I I so love that pastor. He's very, very wealthy. Senior staff in Shellers at that time. Pastor. But I mean, very down to it. The kind of money where that man gets. People get money for this life. But very humble. Like, can somebody be this rich and be this simple? So, there were a lot of people in that church he was practically sponsoring. Pays their school fee, sponsors their marriage. This man was a philanthropist to the core. So, as some of them started becoming somebody, because see, pride most times doesn't show until some of your results starts to show. You didn't get what I said? Pride doesn't show most times until some results starts to what? Show. Lucifer did not say, I will exalt my throne above your throne, when he had just two angels that were at his command. No. Are you with me? You know Lucifer in the book of Isaiah and Ezekiel. He said, I will raise my throne above your throne. Now, that statement, he didn't make it when he just had one angel with him. He made it when he already had how many angels? 2/3 of the angels. Meaning that he had more control than even God himself. Are you with me? So it was when the results start to show, we will know how humble you are. So don't say I'm humble. Just let's wash. You know, now as you did now, you know, even feet, no much things. In fact, sometimes you have to rely on people to pay your transport. We will know how humble, or we will know what humility in your life is when you have enough money to even pay the transport of the old church to Lagos and come back. That's where we'll know whether you have what? Humility. Because that's when, you see, he said low level of what? Significance. Because at that point, truly you can pay the transport fare of the old church, but you did not allow it to what? That's humility. That's what we are saying. It's not when you are nobody. You can be humble. Poor people are humble. Let's leave that thing. Very, very humble. If you don't humble yourself, you don't go chop. Because you poor, you don't get food. They don't come beg you for a side of car before. You go, they talk, you know they hear a voice. Daddy, they know they talk. But those same people, may they get money. So humility is not who you are when you have not become somebody. Humility is when you have become somebody but still behave like nobody. That is there now. Loneliness of mind. It's not braggadocio. You know, sometimes we go to some places. I remember the day students fought for me. We just did class. They said, I'll be copper. So it was casual. I just did class. They said, I'll be copper. So I should leave the class because they are students. I'm a copper that is doing tutorial. Two of them were in front. I no talk. They say empty barrel, make class noise. So I didn't talk. I no need to talk. I just went to a corner. They were fighting. So when they finished fighting, the lecturer came, was asking me what happened. I said, I was teaching your student, insists that they will send me out of the class. And my students started fighting. Say, who are those students? Can you pick any of them? I could pick three. So I pointed. I said, you see that one that is there? He's their ringleader. And two others. And I left. So I went to the department. They came. They knelt down. They were crying. They were begging me. I don't know what the lecturer told them. Say, hey, Joe, daddy. They don't get anywhere. They don't call me. One said, daddy. I said, I'm not your daddy. Oh. If we check our age, now small thing you take senior me. He said, hey, but you are my daddy. I said, I'm not your daddy. I know my children. Don't use daddy to. So the secretary came and met me and told me, said, Enoko, see, you still have a long way to go. Just forgive them. I said, before uncle, I want you. I said, they said I should help them, that the Oga said they should write later. So they wrote the letter. I didn't even read it. I just wrote approved. Have mercy on them and carry on. But I gave them an instruction. I said, in your life, never allow how people appear make you look down on them. I said, never try it. I said, sometimes the humblest of men that can help your destiny will not come in king's clothes. Some of them can come as Okada riders. So don't say, because that even if I was a copper, do you have right to talk to me like that? Until that young man graduated, anywhere he see me, he will kneel down and greet me. I said, don't need to kneel down and greet me. Just learn to be humble. Humility is lowliness of mind. You have the authority to send fire down, but you choose not to send the fire down. It's a posture a believer must cultivate. That pastor, he was involved. I can't. You see the cars he uses? But when he will greet you, you say, but they ask if you get money, I've been at him get money. I've been maybe they see you say you get money. You understand? But it's the state of his heart. He has told himself that no matter how rich I become, I shouldn't see everyone as poor. You know, pride is what makes you think that you are working more than people. That's why you have more grades. You see, this hard work we are saying, some people work hard past some of us. But they don't have the kind of blessings that we have. So you shouldn't say because you have been able to, maybe because you had good grade in a particular course, so everybody in your department, they are fools. No. Some things are as a result of what I call divine help. God just look you, just used to help you. Let me tell you this, everybody. Learn this. I want to say this with every ounce of strength inside of me. Never brag about what grace gave to you. You didn't hear what I said? Never what? Never brag about what grace gave to you. There is no bragging rights in grace. You understand? Something you get as a result of God showing you mercy, you are bragging about it. It's pride. Never. Are you following? One of the evidences that a man is helped by God is that he never brags about it. Some people don't wake up, stay on that bridge since 4 o'clock. He said it is not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. If we can be sincere with ourselves, we are not the best to have attained this level of greatness in life. Some people did more than us. They didn't get the kind of results some of us are getting. Never overestimate yourself. Don't. So that time, because of his, he really did so much. Some of the youths in the church, when he would engage them, put them on salary just to be available to do work of ministry, did a lot of things. So somehow, God started blessing some of them. Some of them started singing, especially the choir. CGM choir at that time was one of the best choir in Warri then. So they would go for ministration. Churches will invite them. People were even coming to church sometimes to hear them sing. Pam, the thing entered their head. You know, that's in the entire head though. You see, give us chapter 5. James, Philippians 2. I told you that humility is a posture you take. He said, let this same attitude be in you. So humility is a mindset that you install on your way to your greatness. humility is a mindset you install on your way to your greatness. Sometimes it is a covenant you cut with yourself that no matter where I get to in life, I will never look down on others. That's the simplest way to cultivate a life of humility. The moment you can, for any reason, look down on others, you are already living the path of humility. So he said, give us verse 6. That's where I'm going. He said, now, who although essentially he was one with God, and in the form of God, possessing the fullness of the attribute which made God God. So what this Bible verse is saying, that at this point in Jesus' life, he was godified. He was at the same level with God. It was the same level that Lucifer got to. Let me give you an example. Now, assuming BJ comes and says, Pastor, sir, thank you. I mean, without you, my life wouldn't have been this way. She's the one that said it. She's free to say anything. But for me to now come to this altar and now say, you see that BJ? Without me, our life would have been a wreck. I'm proud. Never take what people give to you. It's humility. You didn't get what I'm saying. Now, she's free to say it, though. She's free. Without that man, I wouldn't be here. I mean, I can say it. I tell my boss, I said, if not for you, I wouldn't be in Ferrapoli. You were the one God used. I say it in his face. You understand? So, but for him to want to start sarcastically saying it, maybe stand there and say, you see that one? Oshinye. For God that without me, it can't be anything in this life. Now, that's pride. Now, the moment you make that statement, God withdraws the prerogative of grace from you and sends help to that man without your involvement. No, check it. Shebi, when Lucifer left heaven, did heaven fall? Did heaven lose souls? Do you see the sons that God has invested over the nations? I can bet you, leave that company because you think without you that company cannot survive. You will leave and that company will do well and it will be paying you. You know why it's paying you? You thought they couldn't do without you. It's very bad. Pride is bad. T.T. Jakes says something, and it's the truth. He says some people are always checking on you. They're always checking on your life. Always checking. They're always asking people, how are you doing? Do you know why they are doing that? They want to be sure that since they left, you have not done well. They are not interested in your progress. They just want to validate what they said. So that's why your progress sometimes irritates them. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That's why it irritates them. Because they felt that since they left, you would have what? Gone down. But now, they leaving wouldn't have been a problem. But they now leaving and thinking that you couldn't have done well if they don't leave. God will now, because you understand grace, he will make you rise. So that's time. Most of them, sometimes Sunday service, they will not be in church. Say they are going one place to minister. So it starts affecting the choir. So sometimes they will not be out. They start having a lot of issues. Plenty of issues start coming. So one day the pastor just came to the church. He stood on the altar and he said, from today, I ban this choir. You will no longer sing in this church. You know what Pastor did? Went to mobilize children choir. children choir started giving us good songs every Sunday morning. They would just come sing. Pastor, we preach. Did that for close to 2 months. Shut everybody out. And now put new principles. If you want to come into the choir, you will sign this, you will sign that. Did the church not continue? See, humility is, don't make yourself more significant than you are. Modest. Everybody say modest. Modest. See your place in people's privilege. Never allow it get into your head that without you, they can't do well. Never. Never. He said, even though he was God, did not think. You see it? So humility, see man, pride starts from thinking. It's the thinking that starts the sinking that leads to the, what do they call it? Stinking, yes, smell. That thinking. Just start thinking, just gets into your head. Anytime your boss needs something, you are the one he calls. Anytime he wants to get something, though, he always calls you. He always calls you. You stop seeing it as a privilege. Now, to you, because everything your boss wants to do, he calls you. Anything he wants to do. Now, you have sat down in your room and you have thought that without you, your boss wouldn't have been doing well. Pride will come in. From that moment, you will start getting offended at some things your boss says, because you have overestimated your significance. That's what Lucifer did. Because around that time, you know, heaven is a place where worship constantly flows. So Lucifer was in charge of a large portion of the angels. So God gave him free control, free influence. And then he just thought one day, that should be waiting God feed do me too good one. Let me exalt my throne. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, the kingdom of God is a partnership. The body of Christ is a body. Never get to a point where you think that you can survive outside of the body. You see, do you know that there are some level in life you will never attain to the moment you experience separation. The moment you experience certain kind of separation. There was a time that twins could be co-joined. I mean twins, because of the way they stay in the same placenta, they will become together. So around that time, they couldn't have the medical training to separate them. But someone like Ben Carson was the first person to do that. Now why? It's a procedure that if you miss it, the two of them will what? Die. You see, sometimes God puts you in a team and then makes you the best person in that team. So if you ever now get to a point to think that without you, that team cannot survive, you can as well leave that team, and that team will do very what? Very well. When something has to do with teamwork, never overestimate your place as an individual. You know, currently, for those of you that are football fans, Arsenal occupies the first position in the league. But you all are excited at the fact that Arsenal is on the top of the league. But do some study back and check some of the decisions the coach made. One of the best players in Arsenal at the time was Aubameyang. I mean, that guy could score goals. So majority of the time, you know, in football, somehow people, especially goal scorers, tend to overhype themselves. So it seems the thing got into his head. And one of the first decisions the coach had to make was to what? Let him go. Just let's let him go. Let him go. If you are going to play in this team, stay by my what? Rules. Play by my rules. But if you're not going to stay, I'm not going to keep you in this team because I believe you can score 50 goals. And then he left. What has become of him today? But the team is in first position. You see, this thing is so graphical. We see it every day in our lives. We see it every day. Some of the progresses you have made in your life, it's a community involvement. People have invested into your life. Stop thinking that everything you have become is you. No. It's not about you. Stop shutting people out. Stop downplaying people. Stop talking bad down on people. No. It's pride. And the Bible says it goes before a what? A fall. If Satan wants to push anybody down, just plants pride in the person's heart. Yes. I will always stay in the place of humility. Whatever it will cost, Lord, don't allow it get into my head. In our relationships, even in marriage, the moment the husband begins to feel like without me you can't be anything, the marriage will just start suffering. Anything that is a partnership, never overhype your words. Are you hearing me? Anything that is a partnership, never overhype your words. This thing is a joint thing. That's why God does not want us to think higher than we should think. He doesn't like it. A proud pastor can never transform lives, because the process of the transformation of life is a corporate investment. Every joint supplying its what? Nutrients. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I think verse 16? Ephesians 4:16. NLT. He said, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own what? Special work. It helps the other parts grow. So that the whole body is what? So that the whole body is what? Is what? Healthy. Are you here? Did you see that? See, let me be sincere with us. I'm saying this thing with all sense of sincerity, actually. You can't compare the church in America with the church in Nigeria. Especially when you compare it to the individual growth of people. Nigeria, we make noise a lot. We don't have evidences. Go abroad and come back. You will know that there is more God in America than in Nigeria. Is it truth? Do you know why? We like individualism. That's our problem here. Individualism. Joyce Meyer is doing mightily. TDJs want to organize a conference. We'll bring Joyce Meyer. Joel Austin pastors the biggest church in America. TDJs wants to do a conference. He will bring Joel Austin. I mean, there is synergy among every one of them. But what do we see here? The moment you start becoming big, you start looking down on every other person. We have many things we don't agree about. I mean, you go to a conference. I mean, an American conference. See, for example, someone like Joel Austin. He will still invite Tasha Cobb Invite Scary Job. Invite all the great worshippers. They'll come to the church to worship. Why? There is a grace you carry. Let's benefit from it. Let's synergize. But here, the moment somebody starts doing exploit, he wants to stand alone. Let the whole nation come and be worshiping him. That's our challenge. So that's why we have great ministers, but our standard of life is very what? Poor. Very poor. That's the reason. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Let's be united. You will see what we have. And it's pride. It's pride. Ah, Jesus. You see, some of these American preachers, I don't know if it's the same Bible we are reading, that they are reading that we are reading. I mean, someone like Ryan Bonnke, he will finish preaching and tell you that my assignment is to lead souls to Christ. And then we'll call another person, oh yeah, it's time for baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go and baptize them in the Holy Spirit. But you see, Nigeria must do everything. And you know why? Pride. Pride. I mean, you see conferences. The one that is so sound in faith, when it is time for leadership, you go call my small room, say, my small room, come. If it's fatal, grace day. But you see this one, they will sit down and they are learning. They are learning. Who told you that anybody can be perfect? You see, that's the scriptures. Do your work. Do your work. The perfection, he, that's the making. Well, see, listen, I mean, if I leave this church should be able to continue. That's the goal. Why should I say I can't? I must be me. My goal is to teach you how to do it. If you can do it, let's go there. It saves plenty of stress. I mean, save plenty of stress. Why do you think that? Can you show me a business in Nigeria, a business brand that is owned by Nigerian that have survived for 100 years before? Go do your study and bring for me. But do you know what? I can bring brands from America that they will still even exist for another 50 years, another 100 years. Look at Coca-Cola. They try to put them down. Do you know why? Everybody say corporate unity. And let me tell you this. The engine room of corporate unity is corporate humility. Where everyone chooses to know their place and what? And stay there. The womb of corporate unity is what? Corporate humility. Are you hearing me? That when it is time to give a counsel, you say, this area, I'm not good in it. I'm not good in it. Can we get, please help me call Minister Hephzibah, please, and do it. And then you rest. Legacy. Go and read men like Rockefeller. Their legacy is transgenerational. Hell say humility. They never see themselves as what? All in all. I know of ministries that people that preach Bible, but nobody can rise above them. Push everybody down. Just push them down, down. I know of offices that the day the staff started having problem in that office was the day he bought a car bigger than the Ogaska. Is it? It happened for Poly, where would they work now? So, not be by this. So there are some people when you want to post there, you check their organs. You go there, the organ will kill it in career. Some career have been killed. When we were growing up that time, your landlord not get gen, you go buy gen, put for your ass. Expect quit notice. Now only Africa those things will happen. It's a demon that we Africans, I don't know where we get it from. And we've brought it into Christianity. It's so strong in Christianity. Pride. Now, the reason is because you don't believe that anyone else can be better than you. If we rate our level of humility in Africa and American level of humility, sometimes you wonder if it's the Holy Spirit they can. These people, I mean, you have some people that have traveled and they will tell you. A protege of mine was telling me about the pastor in the church she attends. I like, Kai. You know the way she put her? He said, Nigeria, we get drama. Oh. He said, we are too dramatic. I mean, big church. But if you see the pastor of the church, yeah? I mean, sometimes you see some names, some posters, and then you see the name there, you just be wondering. I, Apostle Prophet, H-I-G-H, High Apostle, not be Apostle, High Apostle Prophet Doctor. You now put at the other end, J-P, Ph.D. And then if you check, you see that PhD? The honorary one. They just dash them. Say, you don't try, you take. The JP now, the government contributes money, send them go Jerusalem. No, there is nothing wrong in having relevance. But to be title sick is a sickness that Africans suffer from. That's just it. A simple name, Brother Hege. And then by the time you begin to study, you realize that this guy is more than brother. So if you want to even call him brother, your mouth could heavy you. It's too much to be called a brother. So they call him anything, but he never took it. That's humility. It's not everything people give to you that you collect. Let's be on our feet. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Can we just lift up our hands and say, Lord, thank you. I will never overestimate myself. I will never. If there is anything you should pick from service today, is that the body becomes better when everybody plays their role. Find your role and just stay there. Just stay there. Just, that's why in every office, in every responsibility they give me, even in the poly, just tell me my role. That's all. Sometimes my boss will be talking and he wants to bring in some other things. They say, Noko, what do you think? I say, anything you think, I think. This is my work. My duty is to stay on my job. You see, sometimes one of the ways you know people that are proud is that they like prying into other people's things. They just want to look for a way they can prove that they are better than another person. So they don't mind their business. They are just prying. You are in a compound. You have asked what everybody in that compound does. And that neighbor, what can they do? Where in they walk? And this one, when they work, how come? When they use that fine car? And what even they do? I don't know. You see, sometimes I was having a conversation with someone. I said, it's in Africa that you see that somebody will rent you house and will be doing monitoring spirits. Just monitoring your life as if America, just get your house, mind your business. Everybody's just living their life and nobody even care. And now it's affecting a lot of us as Christians. So now you are discouraged, not because you are not doing the life, but because you are not doing well when compared to that person you are putting yourself in the same level with. That's why your head is so heavy and depression is beginning to enter into your heart. Because you are not minding your business. When somebody said, most of my friends have gotten married, what is the person actually trying to say? So how does the fact that most of your friends have gotten married be a yardstick for you to also be married? So you want to get married so that you can start comparing yourself that at least I'm better than the ones that have not married. Because that's what you are trying to actually say. Pride shows itself in a lot of ways. Humility is a posture you take. So you can make statements like this: for the rest of my life, I choose to be humble. So you'd be telling yourself, for the rest of my life, I want to be humble. Even in the home, the day the woman begins to feel, I'm the most important in this house. After all, my money is more. That day, that home will start coming down. Find your place and stay there. Stay there. Let's take the communion. As we partake of the communion, the true spirit of humility will begin to find expression in our lives. Don't take everything people give to you. Don't take it. Let them be giving it. May they keep giving it. It's just like praise. Sometimes when people praise you, don't receive it. Don't. It will enter your head. Pastor, sir, the way you pray, I wish you can be leading prayer in every prayer meeting. They should just, in fact, if I can go and meet pastor, you should just be the one leading prayer in every prayer meeting. And your head is not twisting. Look at him and her and say, it's a privilege. I'm only doing better because I'm learning better. Others too are learning. We can all pray the same way. That person will never repeat it to God. It's not everything that people give you, you take. Sometimes when they give you, release it back. Don't collect it. Because the more you keep collecting it, the more you keep thinking about it. And the more you keep thinking about it, the more you will keep sinking into pride. Like pride goes before a what? Before. You just be going down. A time will now come, you will lead prayers. Nothing will happen. Because it has entered your head. So the grace that was covering you that time, you never knew it was grace. You never knew it was grace. So that grace will just leave. And from that moment, you'll realize you are strong. And that same thing they were telling you that time, the next one that will come, they'll start telling the person. The secret to sustained relevance is humility. Sustained relevance. If you have seen people who have stayed relevant in any aspect of life, they never allow it got into their head. The day it gets into your head, that day you start sinking. Never. Never. I won't think it. I won't take it. It will not be my reality. Let's come from behind as we partake of the communion.
Brokenness is all I long for. Brokenness is all I need. Brokenness is what you want from me. So take my to
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku. If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.